you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Oh, shit, man. You need headphones, Preach?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, he ain't no listening type.
I know, I got it. I need to have
headphones. Got my updo. My hair is up.
Plug it in, too.
It's not even plugged in?
Yeah, but listen.
Who set the studio up for this dude? Who would do such a thing?
There you go.
Plug it in there. He's smooth, though. Because he got it done. If he lands it before the drop.
I
thought you was going to land it like an old school radio DJ. Got them joints on. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? I'm the God.
And I'm the great boy.
And welcome to another splendiferous
episode.
No need for apologies. Coming off of the energy of a wild-ass, black-ass comedy show. Thank you, everybody, for coming out last night. Thank you for all the comics for crushing, except for the one. You know who you are.
Yeah, you do. I got to stop letting these mooks try to fucking convince me that they got five hot.
I'm mad, too, because I know his homie listens to the podcast. Yeah. That was a long ride home,
that
son.
That nigga tricked me.
His man was definitely on some shit like, yo, man. I've been wanting to come to this show, and I know what y'all do when people don't do well. And it sucked that my homie was the one, man. But it was dope to see live. It was dope to see in person y'all take a motherfucker to court. This is the conversation that I had last night.
That nigga was on stage doing haikus last night. If you don't get your haikuing ass off my goddamn black ass comedy show.
It happens, man. Get stronger. Come on
back. I'm getting tricked every time. I be saying yes too much. See that? My mom told me to be nice to these niggas. Every time I'm be nice.
Being a nice one. That's why I keep my wrath and I keep it moving, man. All
right.
But our guest today did not struggle at all on the show last night, man. In fact, this motherfucker struggles nowhere. I'm sure he'll tell us some places that he struggles. But give it up for our guest today, Preacher Lawson.
Fucking Lawson.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Yeah.
What's
How you
up?
Doing,
I'm
man?
I'm good, man.
What up,
I'm
bro?
Great. Just found I'm not the father. God is good, man. No,
God
I'm good.
Is always good.
I'm good, man. I'm good. I just moved to New York.
So yeah, congratulations, man. Good Appreciate for you, it. Man.
My voice sound weird with these headphones on. I think I'm just going not.
Okay,
y'all sound. I mean, I can hear y'all, but then I'm like the way I'm hearing me. It sounds like I kidnapped myself, and I had my hand.
I don't think you just don't like the way you sound, bro.
I don't know. I like the way I do, bro. Listen, I listen to myself all the time. I be watching myself in the mirror, so like I do like me. Yeah, I like me a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's just a sound weird. But I'm gonna put it on because I'm like y'all have the headphones on, but not me. You know what I mean? So I'm like, okay, I got
to
be even.
Yeah, we might jump to some clips a little bit later that you got to hear some of that stuff. You know,
Preacher said it sounds like I'm ordering my own burger right now.
Right. Either that or feel too close to a job that he didn't like. Like, hey, why do I really need to have these on? You know what I mean? I don't know, your sex phone operator, some shit like that.
It gave me PTSD, man.
Yeah, all man. Right, but welcome to New York, man. I mean, did your thing at Black Ass last night, man. Fucking killed it, man. You know, what made you make that jump to be like, New York is where it's at?
Oh, because everybody funnier in New York, man. That's the funniest city.
Yo.
Place. State.
That's interesting to hear you
it
say.
It is.
That,
I mean, when you think of New York, you think of comedy, right? You think of like, you know, LA, you think of like acting. There's still some comedians down there that's monsters, but like it's everybody.
Yeah.
I just be like, I would watch people, I'm like, I'm gonna go home. People are funny. So I know you can get up like five. I mean, my boy said he got up 9 times one time.
Yeah.
In a night. That's
can happen.
That's wild.
If you start at 5, know, that can really happen.
Yeah, that's wild. So
it's crazy. That's a workout. That's a gym rat. That's what we call a gym rat. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, he said you're not doing it again. He said, I maybe do 5.
Nine, so 5 is a sixer is the hardest one.
Because, there gets to be a part.
You get tired after 6.
Not only tired, the hustling, the cabs,
the
Ubers.
Getting to the spot.
You kind of start losing money because you know what you're paying to try to keep up with the schedule.
Yeah.
It's like, you're doing this for the love of the game. Yeah.
Unless it's New Year's Eve and you got 6 shows in one club.
In one location.
And then you can fuck around.
Oh, nice. You know what I mean?
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, man. But that's dope to hear you say that because that means there's hope for the game because you already lit.
Yeah.
Like, so you don't really even need to work on the funny. This is a choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
I appreciate that.
You a whole America's Got Talent motherfucker. Yeah.
But you understand what I'm saying? Like,
but that's part of the reason I'm here, because I was hosting the America's Got Talent in Vegas.
Okay.
Which is like, I got to do like, you know, I'm doing the similar set, the, you know, every night. It's in Vegas. So it kind of put me back 6 months. And so,
because you kept working on the same
thing. I kept working on the same. So I'm like, now I got to go bomb a lot. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't want to bomb in front of people that pay tickets.
Okay.
Right, so I'm coming here like trying, I want to, you know, New York. So that's
you gotta get
I'm
your reps in.
Yeah, I got to get my reps in. But yeah. But I mean, listen, man, y'all are funny. So I'm trying to breathe. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, let them breathe. Let them breathe. Right.
Nah, they killing. Need that here, though, man.
Nah,
like, because in New York, everybody's so. Like, everyone's so tense already that it's like, that's also our job. It's like, all right, like, we got like an hour and 20 minutes to just like loosen these motherfuckers up.
Yeah.
That's a lot of tenderizing.
Get out of here. Now, come on in. Next
word. Like,
you're doing the Lord's work. You know what I mean? You're trying to send as many people into New York
with joy. Like, you're trying to give them like an armor. You got to understand, they come here to get a little comfy. They still don't trust you. And then when you do it, they feel good about the rest of the week.
Especially because New York is like everyone's always taking advantage of people here. So like to be lured into a basement
though.
Or a back room or something like that, you know what I mean? It's like, you got to be funny. I've always felt like, you know what I mean? But that's good on your part, you know what I mean? Like because I think you'll set an example.
Moving here is 75% of the battle.
Well, but I mean, like, I think he's a dude that a lot of people have, he has eyes on him. Not only are people aspiring to take the stage, but also a lot of people doing that shit on social media, too. You know what I mean? So it's like for them to also follow your example to be like, oh, well, Preacher went to New York to get tight after he was already popping, you know what I mean, online.
You don't never hear of a nigga moving to New York after he get the Howie Mandel nod. So you be like, oh, all right.
That's my guy.
Yeah. I'm like, this nigga got looked at by Howie.
Right.
I'm talking about Bridgeport. I didn't know who the fuck you were. And then I was like, who?
Like, it's a lot of people that be in New York and don't be that funny. But they go to L.A. for like a week just to see it, and then they move out there because they realize like, oh, well, yeah, I could get on over here. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I could be lit over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, L.A. is nice, man. I mean, the weather's perfect. That's what scared me about New York is like you got to stick to the winter.
Okay. Now, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Memphis.
Memphis. Yeah. Ah, Memphis. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was cold in Memphis, but New York, I feel like that's like just another level.
Coat?
You'll get used to it. You know what
I mean? We got old school radiators out here. As soon as you walk in your apartment, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
We got them old bar joints out in New York, man.
Yeah.
But them radiators work.
That's the shit that make you really want it too, man. You know what I mean? You gotta walk through rain and snow to go do open
I know,
mic.
Man. That's like I hate rain.
Yeah,
it's okay,
bro,
man.
It's like, why are you touching me?
Been out here 12 years, bro. You'll get used to the rain.
I had an umbrella today. Like I was ready for it. Like, I got a little one that I carry in the book bag, in an NFA book bag. It started to rain a little bit. I'm
like, I'm already.
I'm ready.
I'm already ready.
Yo, being ready, I ain't gonna lie. It's nerdy, but that shit feel good.
Nigga, I hate it because I always forget that I had a fucking umbrella by the end of the night.
Yeah.
And then I wind up
losing. Wait, so you walking around with an umbrella?
$50 umbrella.
I just lost one at the cellar.
I've lost
weeks ago.
A $250 umbrella because I was getting ready for the rain.
Wait, so why you pay $250 for an umbrella?
First of all, I didn't pay for it. My girl did. And second, it was by this photographer.
It was suede.
Dead.
It was suede.
So, fuck you. A suede umbrella. That's so funny. Anyway, nah. It was by a photographer who took a picture of the Wu-Tang. Remember that picture when they was all looking down and it was nine of them in a circle? Well, you wouldn't know that. That's some not Memphis shit. That's some New York shit.
Okay.
But
listen, I
am. That nine Wu-Tang members looking down was on the top of my umbrella. So, of course, and the dude is dead. That's why it cost $250.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like, you know how your kid needs a Batman umbrella?
That shit, like, but on an umbrella.
Okay. I'm being real with y'all.
An umbrella. That shit was insane. I was like, I love that fucking umbrella. I was so mad.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. What you was about to say, you being real, what?
No, I never seen that picture. That's it.
Well, now you know. That's why you want shit on me, but you can't.
I'm not trying. No, I wasn't. I was not. I was snitching on myself. I was snitching on myself.
Wait, is it the region or is it the era?
No, I just listened. I didn't listen to them. I was listening to Mariah Carey.
That's fair.
Oh, shit.
Whitney Houston. You know, that's my mom.
Okay.
What my mom was listening to.
That explains.
Yeah, she said you can't listen to that music because it got cuss words in it. So
yeah,
I get it.
So we were listening to Stevie Wonder, you know.
That that explains.
I ain't listened to rap till I was 13.
Jesus Christ.
It probably worked out for you though.
Right? That's right, right, you
now,
probably on.
Yeah, not only that, this dude, his moisture routine right now, this shit.
Niggas,
this let me
clean,
know.
Man.
Like he was home moisturizing
dude
the Mariah
was on
Carey.
ABC telling jokes.
This nigga wasn't standing in front of
manicured.
He wasn't standing in front of barrels on fire, drying his skin out with that horse shit that we was doing in the 90s. Nah. Your mom did something for you, you know?
He didn't grow up on the crime side, the New York Times side.
I grew up in Memphis, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
Memphis,
I definitely sing some stuff.
Did you ever try to get to rap music, though, like when you were younger?
I mean, I listened to some rap, but it wasn't like I mostly listened to what my mom was listening to.
Right.
So but, I mean, yeah, I listened to, yeah, I like rap. You know
I'm only
mean?
Saying that because I went through the same shit, but my mom tried to regulate my shit, too,
yeah.
Right? So I remember trying to first start ordering CDs through, like, BMG and all of that shit
yeah.
like that, and my mom would intercept them and open them, and if it had that parental advisory logo
yeah,
on
yeah,
it,
yeah.
send it back, right? So, like, I would have to keep sending them back and then, like, try to get shit that she... And I remember, like, the first CD that she let me keep was, like, the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack.
Yeah.
Which, like, I had to... That was it.
You didn't do the thing where you had, like, a cassette tape and then you would play the radio and then you press record?
Tapes all the time.
But I'm mainly talking about when we got the CDs. When we got the CDs,
cool.
I wanted CDs. I don't know why.
Here
I was
go the funny
shit.
It's like Blu-ray in this.
Here go the funny thing, because... Like, I ain't still go to church till I was 12, right?
You didn't start going to church?
Till I was 12.
Wow.
So, before that, me and my mom was living. We was having a good old
Preacher
time.
About to write this nigga off.
He about to write me off. Because I know that
I'm about to write.
I know. He about to call his mom. Pray for me.
Hey, man. This nigga didn't see church for 12
years. Anyway, nah. So, I was already listening to everything on the radio. There was all the McGuire Carries and that, but my mom was a fan of rap, too.
Yeah.
So, I'm like in the Chevy going, oh, this is fucking great. So then when the gospel shit started coming, she tried to put the mandates, well, you can't listen to cussing music. Well, I'm like, I'm already cultured on
this. Yeah,
right,
so
right.
I can listen to this, but I'm a not. As soon as you tell me I can't, I can't wait to hang with the homies, and then we're going to hear all the unedited tapes anyway.
I did a version of that, except you couldn't watch TV during the weekday.
Oh,
so
wow.
I'd be like, let me hang out with my friends real quick.
Yeah.
And then I'll just be watching. They think we're really friends. I don't like you.
What?
I just want to see SpongeBob. Yeah. No.
Jesus Christ. SpongeBob was bad.
Wait, was your mom getting rid of certain cartoons because they were?
Yeah,
wicked,
I couldn't watch
or...
Batman, The Simpsons.
My mom hated The Simpsons, but she
the
let
Simpsons.
A nigga watch it.
Oh no,
she
I couldn't watch.
She was like,
"Bart
is a bad influence."
Damn, son.
Nah, I couldn't watch Batman, Gargoyles. I was sneaking.
Batman, and
I was
Batman
sneaking Gargoyles.
The animated
like,
series
damn.
Was one of the best cartoons ever.
I wouldn't know.
Damn. I'm sorry, Preacher, but at the same time, that's how you call your name is fucking
yeah,
Preacher.
Look, hey, like, Preacher. I, think
I didn't know Eddie Murphy was a comedian until I was 17. Because I turned 17, and that's when how you can watch rated R movies. She goes, here goes Eddie Murphy.
Oh,
like, oh, this man is stand-up?
Wow, so she followed the rules
yeah.
like
that's
that.
So funny, because my mom gave me the Richard Pryor discography when I turned 19, 20.
Oh, nice. See?
Oh.
So, yeah.
So she did she follow the same thing with video games and shit like that, too?
Yeah. Yeah, she was just, yeah. I mean, bro, I can watch, there's no TV during the week. Weekends you can
she
watch TV.
She wanted to raise you close to God. I get it.
She was strict,
it is what
bro.
It is.
Yeah.
Bro, remember I did that bit yesterday, shut up being a cuss word?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was... That wasn't a joke.
Okay, and my bad.
You said
I don't know all your background. I don't know all your background, but where's your pop at and all of this? Because
I don't know, man.
He was just out the picture. Your mom running
gone.
The show.
Yeah, he was gone.
Wow, son. Yeah, so that's the overcorrection too, man.
Bro, it was
that's
a little.
The
she did a look. She did a great job. You know what I mean? She was just. I don't think you should be that strict with your kid. I think you should be like. I mean, everybody's gonna have like. I think she did a great job. Everyone's gonna have the like flaws or whatever. I think you should have a little bit of looseness, because every time she told me something, she was like, don't do that because of this reason. I'd be like, okay. But if she was like, don't do that, I'm like, why not?
Right. And when you know when the reason's not there, that's when you know, oh, this is bullshit.
Yeah, my mom
I mean?
Was never heavy on because I said so.
Yeah,
my mom
yeah.
was never like, too. She was never because I said so. She was always like, you shouldn't do this because you're going to fuck up doing that.
My
and I'm like,
all
right.
Yeah, that's a good
My
yeah.
mom was all because I said so. My mom was straight Black Air Force One energy. You know what I mean? Like, I love your mom, but Jesus Christ,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, she was like in the middle because it was some she'd be like, hey, you know, like this, but this. She was like, no, I said so you can't.
No,
but it
mom,
kept you safe, right? Like, I mean, like, because Memphis is a, you know,
yeah,
you could get a little caught up in some wild shit.
Yeah,
there,
I heard
you
Memphis
know what
rap.
Mean? Like, yeah. And. And not only Memphis rap, they got that big ass fucking what's that thing that y'all got in that pyramid?
The
big
Grizzlies?
Bass Pro Fishing Shop.
Yeah.
That's a lot of white people with Memphis guns.
3-6,
that's a lot of,
yeah.
That's a lot of white people with guns, crossbows.
Guns, yeah. Crossbows, like, and 3-6 Mafia. That's wild, right? Yeah. Ain't they from Memphis?
Yep, 3-6 Mafia, Juicy. Yo Gotti.
All that you shit, know, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, we were just talking about that, like, this morning. Because we were talking about, like, the cast that got revenge for Young Dolph.
Yeah. Oh, it happened?
Did you see that
No,
tape?
I didn't know what happened.
Woo!
Well, what happened?
A bunch of the homies in jail, they got Dolph killed, they jumped him, and then they crushed his skull on tape. It was pretty wild. They crushed it. It was like, he was mush at the end, because you saw him struggling. Then when his legs went limp, because they kept throwing microwaves and coolers and stomping on his head, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, he dead, bro.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they crushed his skull.
Your mom saw that, but she was like, I'm not letting you see this at all.
I saw somebody show me now. I'm the 31. Jail footage, and I was like, my God, it was gruesome. It was very gruesome. But what was the intern?
We was working out this morning. We was trying to figure out this concept. Like, I'm struggling with this aspect of, like, Russia might have been right. Like, fucking with us. With the phones?
Yeah.
They've been fucking with us with the phones.
Okay, I'm glad you finished your sentence. I thought you meant, like, you invading Ukraine.
No, listen.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, pandemic.
I niggas that. Oh, shit.
That'd be funny. Nah. Look, what podcast am I?
Niggas about to rip some headphones right.
I'm like, oh, what y'all trying to bring me into?
No, explain.
But here's the thing, right? Like, okay, the pandemic, when we started, we went into the pandemic happy. You remember
when it first started,
we just going in the house for, like, 2 months. We was dancing on TikTok. We was doing all kinds of videos. Baby, come give me something. All that shit was the vibe going into lockdown. We was all in the house. 2 months later, full-blown race war broke out. And it's like, how? We was in the house.
Yeah.
But that was all from us being on the phone, right? And they fed us the narrative that Whitey is, like, to not be between all the George Floyd shit,
George Floyd shit,
of the Black Lives Matter shit, all of the Karen shit. The narrative was like, white people have got to go, and
that
black people didn't do a goddamn thing. Like, we were called, like, hey man, battle these white people. We was like, nah, we just gonna keep fighting each other. You know what I mean? Like, we'll knock out each other, or like, yeah, somebody murdered Young Dolph. Yeah, stomp his head into a pulp, you know what I mean?
Oh,
but
yeah.
Derek Chauvin's still at Walmart. Like, hey, leave me alone. You know what I mean? And he's like, I should fuck you. It's like a weird barrier.
I should fuck you up.
I'm not encouraging. It's just wild that black people don't seem to have it in them to lay a finger on white people.
On the real enemy.
But we go hard on each other, bro.
12 niggas. 12, maybe, like, 14. We stopped one dude.
We were fed a narrative through the phone for months. Like, yeah, white people.
Yeah, that was black people's best year. 2020. People were marching. People were marching for us.
Yeah.
And then most of us wasn't black people. So it's like, hey, we got them. They in Paris over there marching.
I think the most I saw black people do was beat up an Asian guy, which I'm like, nah, that's the wrong guy.
That's the wrong guy. It's the wrong fucking guy. And then some niggas smacked Rick Moranis. I'm like, not Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You spoke to the niggas with the AR-15s, not the nigga with the fucking shrink gun.
You don't want it with them. That's what I'm telling you, man. You ever been to Bass Pro Shop? You ever been to Bass Pro Shop? You don't want it with them white boys.
I had to use the bathroom. They're like, what are you doing here?
They got a gun check at the door. Like, hey, you need to turn your gun in right here. Black people be walking right by, like, where the bathroom at? White people be like, oh, I can't bring this in here.
That's crazy. That's pretty tragic.
Yeah. Now, what was the thing that you were saying? I don't know, Dylan. Did you find what he was looking for?
Oh, you hear about this shit? Some girl.
I couldn't find it though.
But now I saw it. Let me see if I can just type it in. See if there's a story on it. But I saw a headline that said some girl's getting sexual assault charges because she broke into a dude's house and sucked his dick while he was asleep.
Oh man, why would she do that?
and her tweet was, I can't believe this nigga snitched on me. Just because bitch breaking house one time, suck your dick, now I gotta go to jail. Like, it was wild. Like, I'm looking like.
Well, she violated him.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
I mean,
she did.
Come on, bro.
I mean,
if it was a dude who broke in, tried to lick on a girl pussy while she was asleep, this nigga be under the jail. So.
Now, Derek, we know where you stand on getting trapped. Your pullout game is very strong. Preacher, any children from you?
Breaking the house.
He breaking.
Lick a girl's pussy. Jesus Christ. Such a weird crime.
Right? Come here, bitch. Let me give you some pleasure on the clip. Right? That's what I got to do. The G spot, right? You got to get out. But you just came. I gotta leave when you just came. I gotta leave when you come. Ain't this a bitch? Anyway, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I'm sorry because I'm not goddamn sorry. No need for that. But yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Have you got any kids? Have you dealt with? Like,
no, I don't have any. I don't have any children. So I don't have any kids. I don't think I'm gonna have kids.
Any close scares? Any chicks almost set you up? Or nothing like that.
You know what's crazy? Okay, that's how I lost my virginity.
She set you. Oh no, you got Antoine Fisher.
Antoine Fisher, what's that?
He wasn't allowed to see that.
That's right.
It was a movie.
That was a Denzel.
No, listen. No, I know Denzel was in it, and I know they were in the military. I'm asking. I forgot. I haven't really seen. I've seen clips, bro. I could see that movie. I'm saying, what's the premise of the movie?
You weren't 8 years old. What's no?
Listen, just tell me the premise.
Antoine Fisher's babysitter took his virginity when he was eight, but he got.
Okay, well, I wasn't eight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, so he was 17 with a babysitter.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I was 19. You weren't a babysitter.
What was she?
She was someone that I used to date.
Okay.
That was it. But I was trying to wait till I got.
She set you up.
I was in a bed. So, I mean, it's my fault.
No, it's not. Because
women said that don't mean nothing.
That don't mean nothing. Okay. You better hold your rights.
Listen, bro. I mean, I could be in her bed, dick out.
That means nothing.
No. Listen, bro. I could beat her up. So it's like, I just feel like, come on, man. There's a difference. I could clearly beat her up, but it's easy. Right when it happened, I was like, I could, you know, but no, it's not the same. Like, it's not the same, bro. Like when a woman, you know, when that happens to like a woman, bro, it's just like, that's way different.
It's harmful. I get it. But, you know, if we playing this shit equal, you got violent.
No, I was trying to wait till I got married, but I'm glad. Listen, looking back, I'm like, thank God. You know, but I was trying to wait till I got married.
Me too.
You know
what I mean? It happened.
Hey, listen.
Didn't happen. It didn't go that way. I wanted it to.
But then, no. Listen. So.
This lady, this beautiful angel set you free, huh?
God, thank you. I always knew it was going to be like this.
Let's take a quick second and thank our newest sponsor here at Gas Digital, Neven Eyewear.
Neven Eyewear.
Neven is our favorite new partner because they never need a promo code. They know their sunglasses are deals, the rules. Our listeners will be coming their way, all right? So here's the deal.
What's up?
I want to start wearing glasses. Like, I want to start wearing more sunglasses.
Okay.
But I haven't been wearing sunglasses my entire life.
Okay.
So I lose them.
Absolutely.
So, like, this doesn't work for me. I can't do, like, the $300 glasses, all that. I'm not, dude, here, you can buy one pair and get any two pair free.
Oh, wow.
Free shipping, free returns, man. So it's like, and they'll replace it. It's an everlasting guarantee. So if they're lost, stolen, or broken, Neven replaces every pair. This is so clutch for me because I am at the new to sunglasses, losing them all the time phase of my sunglasses owning career, dude. Like, okay. I had two, and I lose one for a while, and then I'll find one, and then I'll find the other one later. But, like, boom. This is the perfect set of glasses if you're like me and you're trying to be like, hey, I need to get used to getting track of fucking glasses. Mm-hmm. Keeping them on your head, wearing them backwards around your ears like some sort of douchebag. Remember
those
dudes?
The big douchebags. The rock climbers wear it like that. The rock climbers and the baseball players.
Yeah, man. So, look, man, just, like, go to their website because you're also going to get like a free gift with every order. So go to NevenEyewear.com and know that every pair is shipped with love from the Space Coast in Florida. If it's good enough for NASA, it's good enough for sunglasses.
And they're giving you two free pair. You got to understand, these Neven got to be vegan or something. The plastic is made out of recycled vegan parts and vegetables, and that's why we wear Neven Eyewear.
All right, let's get back into it. Listen, preacher, everything is a part of God's plan, okay?
Okay. Come on, man.
Anyway, yeah, I woke up, and then it was like, what are you doing? And then that was it. It wasn't that much. It was like, oh, whoa.
But the crazy thing is, she knew that she could do that.
Yeah.
So, like, she's done it before.
No. There ain't probably to a boyfriend
Natalie,
or something.
Natalie. If you want to now understand Natalie, she goes
what's
the
up,
other
Natalie?
Natalie goes the other way, right?
I go both ways.
You go both ways?
Yeah.
Okay. If you want, could you?
Oh, we knew that.
I didn't know. I thought you
really
was a gold
too
star.
Much. Yeah, you're a cat. We don't want to know what our cat does for sex.
A cat?
Natalie doesn't talk but so much. You know what I mean? Oh, it's okay. A little house cat. You don't care who you okay. But like, all right, could you, as meek as you are, if a man was asleep, could you wake a man up and get him, like, you know, get him erect in his sleep and get him on, you know what I mean?
Could I? Sure. Yeah.
But bro, like, I was...
Would I?
I feel like some girls wouldn't know what to do, though.
Good for
what do you,
Natalie.
You said try to get a 19-year-old hard?
Yeah, a sleeping 19-year-old.
How old?
19.
Talk 19.
Yeah.
When were you not?
When was I not hard?
Not hard.
At 19.
Oh, for dinner. For dinner, I would, you know, you don't bring an erection. Like, if there was
I had erections at breakfast. I had erections
cloth,
at cereal time, though.
Yeah, if there's a cloth napkin, no erection. But.
Is there pork in this gravy? Or my dick is soft.
Why was that so fast? Yeah. All right, so.
But that is where, like, my first kid came from that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, my
took.
First,
oh, so you mess
he
around.
Got took.
My first kid, I had the flu.
Man.
I was sleep, passed out with the flu. Shorty had told me she was pregnant in October, and we was kind of ducking and waiting it out. I remember she refused. I was like, let me see you take a pregnancy test. I'm not going to do that for you. Like, she shamed me out of demanding my proof, right? And then come December, I messed around and got into an argument with her and then came down with the flu and fell out on her floor. And I was there for like 3-4 days, just sick, you know, chills and all that. But yeah, shorty definitely.
Bro, so she was like, oh, you sick.
Yeah, right? Which is why.
I'm also sick.
And the only reason.
Crossing the eyes, bro.
I'm also sick. Gotta be, bro.
What's those videos? Because I've only seen one of these videos that you do on social media where the music change and it'd be that high beat game show. Oh, you sick? I'm also sick. And then ding, 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 ding. Fuck, y'all don't remember them clips?
It's on TikTok.
Yeah, I've seen you do one. I've seen you really? Do one. This is how I got introduced to you because I don't pay that much attention to TV, but it was one about like when niggas be like, yo, people be always be like, yo, preacher, man, you got it. Why don't you cover it? And he'd be like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's my money. Preacher got the money, right? Like, and that shit was so funny to me because I'm me and my homie is like that, and I sent that to him. So whatever that music is, when the vibe changed, that was how I got put on to you because that shit to me was the funniest shit in the world.
I was mad at that. I was looking at it like, that's way funnier than what y'all
I remember
me.
Showing it to someone else. I remember showing it to a girl, and she was like, Jesus Christ. Like, she looked at it as like, this guy's narcissistic for saying that about the money. And
see,
I'm
that's
like,
okay. See, that's what people think.
Yeah.
That's weird. But I mean, it's weird because if you have money, people don't care. You can't have a bad day. Like, if you have money, because people don't have money, their only problem is money.
Right.
If I had this amount of money, my problem be fixed. Mm-hmm. If I had this amount of money, it's like, no, it's not, bro.
Right.
So people, I remember when I was a kid, Jennifer Lopez broke up with P. Diddy. And I remember he was talking about he was sad or whatever. And I was like, come on, bro. You can buy another girlfriend, man. Look at all that money you got.
Yeah.
I just couldn't feel bad. So for her to see that, she probably broke. I mean, I don't know. Is she? Okay. So because they don't realize that when you have money, people just, they're going to try to, you know.
Yeah.
They're going to try to get it from you.
Bro,
that's the funny thing because it's like then when I scrolled through anything else on his page, it was all this nice, fun-loving stuff. But this one video where it's like, oh, that's the real nigga right there.
That's the real preach right there. That's the one. That's that motherfucker right there. That's that motherfucker over there.
Oh, shit,
you remember that Bernie Mac joke?
Yeah. So we was talking about this shit too. We talked about this a little bit last night, man. You know, fucking Kevin Samuels passed, man.
Oh yeah,
it was
man.
Weird. The room, everybody in the room didn't know who he was, which didn't surprise me.
Women
that
know
didn't
who he is.
Yeah, that the didn't surprise.
Women know.
That's weird, man. I mean, maybe it's just that algorithm because this man kept popping up on my page. I'm like, why is this dude always popping up on my page?
Because you got a lot of black women that follow you, and because they're doing this, they're like, well, maybe. Maybe you like this because
what do you think about Kevin Samuels?
I think that he was something that was sent to rile them up. That's not for because it wasn't. It would be on my radar like on World Star. I go to World Star every day, so he would show up there. But like as far as the shit being passed around, it's all women that are watching it, subscribing to it, being guests on it. So it's just like. He had a whirlwind of women that subscribed to that thinking. It wasn't, I don't think it was as big as like other people looked at, like, oh, he's changing. You know, it's like, no, these chicks fell for it really hard.
They fell for it hard.
Hard.
Well, this is what tripped me out. It's like, you know who he is. Ain't no way you calling in like, who? What's your name again? Like, you know who Sammy's is. And so you're going to call in, and he does what he does. It's like, why are you guys getting mad? People are going back. You're watching it.
Right.
You're commenting on the video.
He was doing them like people used to do radio back in the day. Remember back in the day, people calling, I was just driving, listening, and I came across your channel, and I had to call in because you're disgusting. Yeah. Like, nah. You know the number. Yeah. This ain't the cell phone days. This is back in like the 90s, late 90s. Yeah. We're like,
you know how hard it was to get on the radio?
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
You got
I don't know how to feel about it. I mean, I obviously thought he was like, I mean, it was disrespectful, a lot of the things he was saying, because it was unnecessary.
Yeah,
but
bikini waxing, and they sign up for that shit.
Wow.
that's disrespectful.
Absolutely. You ever see that shit? They just be ripping pubes off a bitch and all that shit. Like, damn.
That is pretty disrespectful.
Women sign up for fucking torture, dude.
Yeah, man. They say this, bro.
My lady beats her face with a fucking rock for 20 minutes a night, right?
And if you want to do that, ladies, I think that's totally fine. You know,
we're not trying to come against the net, but it will beat your face up.
Do what you want to do. But just understand, there's a certain that's what you like, man. You know what I mean? Like, I went to get pedicures with my lady. That shit hurt, nigga.
Pedicures hurt?
Cut them wrong.
Bro, that's my jam, bro. I like pedicures, manicures.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They never cut too much when they cut your cuticle.
They do. It's a massage, bro.
Yeah,
that's what
man.
It is.
I got to figure it out. I went twice.
Yeah, you got to go to a better one.
Cutting you is hurting? That's never hurting.
Well, it's also been dudes every time I go. Like, all the chairs be full, and it's just some dude coming out like, and
He feel the same way you feel.
Language barrier, all feet. That shit. And he got a mask on, you know what I mean? I'm like, all right,
and he touched a nigga feet. He got Brazil nuts in his hand. So, of course, he's going to be pissed the fuck off. I understand, but nah, you need to get a woman to touch
Who do you, off. Like, what type of people you go to? You go to women? Have you ever had your feet done by a dude?
No, but I don't listen. I'm not against that.
A little bit.
No,
like,
I'm not against that. I feel like if everyone,
I'm not even on
a
homosexual.
No, me neither.
This nigga is covering all his bases.
I'm talking about just.
And I think homosexual is fine.
Just the way girls pay more attention to details than dudes.
I say that because it did feel, for me, it did feel weird. I mean, you know, at first I was like, I don't want no dude doing my. I'm already doing my nails. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, but no, I've never had that. But I wouldn't mind that. I usually have women.
Okay, so it don't hurt for you getting pedicures at all.
No, man, it's a massage, bro. Like, it's just like, you know, you can cut your own nails. I mean, as soon as you get out the shower when it's soft, get that out of here, man. But you know, it's just like sometimes you need to relax, man. Maybe you're sad and you're like, I need to take care of myself. So you just go into a, you know what I mean? That's what
I
do.
Yeah.
It's all about.
I started doing it with my lady. All right, and then we broke up, and I'm like,
keep doing it.
Keep doing it.
I ain't mad at that.
That's self care.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it.
Mine need to be a little bit more rugged. Like, I still was doing mine in a bucket, and you know, while watching TV. Yeah. I just put my feet in a bucket with some of that Dr. Teal shit, whatever that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that peppermint soap that black women they buy.
Yeah, man. I'm not teasing any of y'all. You have to understand. I exfoliate with something called Hawaiian body sugar. It's
a
salt.
This podcast is taking a turn for the worse.
It's a salt that exfoliates, right? Let's keep going. I'm on fucking skin injections.
What's skin injections?
I take Dupixent for my eczema so I can have smooth skin.
So he can look like you. Yeah.
So I can look like you.
I'm glad you think I got smooth
therefore,
skin, man.
I drench my face in witch hazel every morning so I don't have pimples. So I get what you're doing. I understand. It's nice.
I'm going to start doing it.
Yeah. Yeah,
doing all that.
Witch hazel is great. It's an exfoliant. It makes your face look good.
Natalie, what's the most painful process that you go through for maintenance?
I don't do nearly what I think most women do.
That's right. You'd be out there.
I'm trying to think.
That's right, Nat. Dirty footer.
dirty
footer. Do not call me a dirty footer.
So, Couldn't preach, just me. To give you a little insight on the show.
My girl, dirty Nat footer. Is a dirty footer. All right, explain.
As we call, you know, there's a certain type of white woman out there, usually with the dirty white Air Force Ones.
You ever seen these girls in Williamsburg?
You're going to see a lot of them. That you're here in New York, we call them, it's just dirty foot white women.
Dirty foot.
I don't know if I can say that.
No, you don't have to. That's why we say dirty five.
You cover your career.
It's a dirty five.
I'm going to say it.
Dirty footer, dirty five.
And a dirty five. So if you see a dirty footer, that's one.
But hey, dirty footers over here.
But if you get one that's like stat crazy and still got dirty feet, that's a dirty five.
Oh, so Dirty Foot is like
a Dirty Foot white woman. She's still look, a plain Jane, nice Dirty Foot Williamsburg hippie white woman.
Yeah,
nice.
Oh, so they don't. They don't care about their shoes. So yeah, you'll have a fine white woman, but her
I feel like most people don't care. I mean, it's only a few people. You care about your shoes. But like, you know, you care. But like most people in New York don't care because they're like, oh, we in New York. I'm going to step in the puddle.
They're going to get filthy.
You know, because I've been wearing the same shoes for like a week and a half, bro. These I've been these the whole time, bro.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not like, oh, my leg locked up.
Oh, that's right. She was doing MMA today.
Oh, yeah.
Showing off them shitty shoes. You would keep them shitty shoes around.
He threw his leg up there like drinking enough water, bro.
You know what's funny? He was coming up. I was like, "Is my leg about to lock up?"
He threw it up there like gold member though. He's scared. When gold member just be
hey, like remember the Zohar? Oh, shit. Smelly kick.
Oh no!
Oh my God!
He put his leg up like a cat when it's cleaning himself.
Let's go ahead and get into some plugs, man. We got energy. You got plug music available there, man.
Hey, man, can you sing?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. No, that was a good question, though. But
he said you can sing.
I be singing funny, everybody's happy, that bullshit, but not like real singing.
He sings like Old Dirty Bastard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm like the one up.
He's nominated, Emmy nominated for singing. Yes.
I got an Emmy nom.
Wait, nominated in what?
Emmys. I got a daytime Emmy
show.
Nom.
He did the Helpsters. He's a lot of young children's. He's a lot of young children's first introduction to a black man.
Yeah, I be doing shit. I'm around. But I don't like bringing it up. These niggas always bring it up. Could you cut that shit out?
We're proud of you.
It was a daytime Emmy.
No, we
have daytime Emmys.
You have your thing that you keep putting out there, my ex's
first
name. Which, please, if we could die down that on social media.
What?
Starting to see people call out my ex's name on social media.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You talking about Charvel? You talking about Jaga?
Hey man, we supposed to be doing plugs right now.
Wait,
man.
So why did keep yelling her name?
Because anytime I was like damn near married for 10 years.
Wow,
house, two kids, all that. So you go from being with someone for 10 years. It takes a little while for all the stories to stop.
Is she the one
out
with the flu? The Michael Jordan?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's another baby mom. I'm that kind of guy.
I was like, you went and stayed with her for like,
because
I did the same thing.
Clues.
I need a place to stay, bro. I can listen. I have a place to stay, bro. But yeah.
Come on, preach.
But yeah, anytime. And I'll be tactful about it. Like, yeah, so my ex, and he just yells her fucking name out.
You talking about Ms. Charvel?
Thank God they can't spell it. That's the one thing that's beautiful. It's such a ghetto name. It's going to take them a while to figure out how to spell it. Both my baby moms have some really ghetto.
Why would you tell them that?
What? That they can't, that they're spelling it wrong?
Yeah.
And now they're going to try and find her and figure it out?
They're going to try to find her. And
it's going
to
be so funny. It's going to be so funny.
This man snitching on himself. Good thing they ain't putting the E's in it. You know? And it's an I.
Y'all keep laughing, and then when we lose half of No Need for Apologies because she claims steak on some shit.
No. Oh, no, that's terrible.
Giving her idea.
We'll
she's listening like, oh, that's we not
gonna
a bad
figure
idea.
That out. We're going to keep that a secret. They're going to keep that a secret with us in the fans. But yeah, put the plug music back on.
Put the plug back on, man. Preacher, you got anything coming up that you want the people to know about?
Yeah, I got some shows in Ontario, California. That's in June. And then I got some other stuff on PreacherLawson.com. I don't know my dates.
Okay.
I should know.
But PreacherLawson.com is the website?
Yeah.
All right. And where can they find you online if they're looking for you on all those little
Preacher
social
Lawson
media?
On Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch.
If y'all don't know this man already, which I'm sure most of you already do, man, go follow him. It's a good follow. Funny content all the fucking time. Derek, what you got going on, man?
What do I got going on?
Oh, yeah. May 26th, HBO Max, That Goddamn Michael Chase Season 2. I'm in that.
There you go.
Sam J's Pause, May 20th. I'm also in that. And then in December, I can say it because you probably won't remember. Inside Amy Schumer's coming back. I'm part of that as well.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
So therefore, yeah, keep looking at TV because I'll be on there at some point.
All right. Now, in the meantime, you can always catch us for any live show Sunday night at the Brooklyn Comedy Club, 308 Bedford Avenue. It's a fucking movie every week, Sundays at 10 o'clock. If you can't make it, if you're not in New York, well, guess what? There's a live stream. You can always live stream for $5 pay-per-view. Get in the room at Gas Digital Network / events. Boom, there it is right there. If you're watching us right now, and all you got to do is click in and buy a ticket. You are in the room. We start around 10:20.
10:20.
That's the Black Ass Comedy Show. So
got a little, put a little CP on.
It is what it is. In the meantime, June 12th. Is it June 12th or is it June 13th?
I thought it was
Sunday. June 12th, I am going to be recording my next album, my third album.
All right.
At the Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Yeah,
so please come on out. I have two shows to fill up, a 7:30 and a 9:30. Tickets are available right now at DaveTempleComedy.com. This is going to be, I'm excited about this material. I'm excited about this. Aaron Berg is actually producing this for me, you know what I mean? So I'm anxious to work with Aaron, you know, and see what's going on. Aaron just killed it this way. Also, by the way, this past week at fucking Tilted Axis, man. Holy shit, man. Thank you, everybody, for coming out to the Westchester show. And after that, June 19th to the 22nd, I'll be in Atlantic City at the Borgata Casino and
That's
Resort.
That's your fucking casino, man.
Come down there. Yeah, man. I'm running that shit. Casino. Now, COVID is over. COVID is over. I need all 900 seats fucking full, man.
Wow.
I need that shit full, man.
900.
So go to DaveTempleComedy.com. Get the
it's
tickets
nice
for that.
Nice theater.
Yeah, man. I wanna perform in front of everybody again. So, I think that's about it right now. Make sure you like, subscribe, rate, review the podcast on Apple iTunes. Subscribe. Make sure you hit the notification bell on YouTube. Dropping more content. Ambitious Pools is out. Check that out. We heard you. We started putting clips out there. All right. So, yeah, that's about it for right
now. We're doing good. Content and stuff. Fun shit.
Yeah, man. All right. Go ahead. Kill that plug music, man. Kill that plug music, man. All right, man.
Black Air. Can you stop
did you
this
find
shit?
That? Yeah, that's Derek. That's Derek being a kid. Showing the kids how to help. There you go. There you go. That's fucked up that you thought that was singing. That's fucked up that you thought that was singing, Dylan.
I never said it was singing.
This, yo, Dylan thought he was singing because Dylan's racist. Now, goddamn it.
He's over there crooning.
I think this is rhythmic and beautiful. How dare
God
this guy has nothing about race. He has a beautiful voice.
That nigga said rhythmic and beautiful.
He just called him racist.
That's dope, though,
he
man.
He speaks so well.
So you were that's dope.
Yeah.
That's a legit show.
This is like when white people kept like trying to figure out why Lil Nas X, like, that rapper's dressed weird. Like, he's not a rapper, goddammit. He's a country singer. Yeah. Let that man sing his cowboy song.
Yeah, he was singing his cowboy song.
All right, man. So, you see these sneakers that we got here on these tables here, right, Preacher?
Yeah.
What you know about these shoes
what
here?
You know about the black
I mean, yeah, they were really popular back in high school. You know what I mean? And, oh, wait. And now? You got them on right now?
No, they're
great.
No,
I love them, bro. They're my favorite shoe, bro.
No. I would show you, but I'm not as flexible as you are.
That nigga said. Preacher went.
With the pointed toe and all that.
He said, plie.
Wait, so what about the shoes?
Yeah.
All right, so these is considered like, apparently they're like the shoe of the scumbag. Like when you look at like, out of all shoes you can wear, because this is like the working man shoe, you know what I mean? Like, but the white one is considered the fly one. And that to us, we was like, nah.
Smack in the face, man.
That's weird. Like, how? How the white shoe get over the black shoe just on? And then we notice, like, there's a whole type of person that wears this, and everybody thinks they're like a terrible person, because it's like, oh, he's a scammer, he's a hustler, two-bit. We found like these people are kind of like
nigga fitting the steel
yeah,
plane.
This is the narrative online. This is the narrative online of these shoes.
That's funny. Nigga fitting
the steel
plane.
So we trying to just change the narrative a little bit
like
on
flight
these shoes.
God damn.
He said he's walking through the airport. But that's how people judge it.
First day of work tomorrow. Wish me luck.
Yeah. Come on, man. Come on. That's
show the one with the turtle. The turtle in the four white and then the one black. Look.
Because that kind of goes with what I was talking about on how we would not hurt anything white. We won't hurt anything white. Thank you, everybody, who sent me this video on Instagram, too. I did see it. I meant to repost it, and I was just busy this weekend. But, fuck. Are you having trouble finding that? You found it? It's like this. It's
seconds.
Like a turtle. He's caged in by four white Air Force Ones. He's chill. And then the minute they take him out and put him in front of a black Air Force One, he just starts headbutting. That's the way people react to these shoes, man.
Yeah.
We don't like that shit.
Yeah, look, watch.
Oh, I seen this.
Yeah.
Right? And then he just go shell shock. Right?
Yeah, man. This was us. This was us all year.
Trying to bite it. Like, what the fuck? What do we do to you?
Yeah, man.
Well, what race is the turtle?
Obviously, he's in white alliance. He's green.
You got to figure it out. You know what I mean? Because he didn't look fast. So.
This nigga preacher good. He quick. This nigga quick.
He didn't look fast.
He didn't look fast. So.
What's this say? Can I see it?
No need for apologies.
No need for apologies.
Just a little fan sent us in there. Nice. Yeah, some of our Black Air Force One fans have that kind of ingenuity.
Can I show you the comments on this video?
Yeah.
It's just everyone saying words with a white man.
What's this say?
That's my boy. Oh. Raising him young. Literally every comment.
I go racist. Racism on the internet is hilarious.
It's pretty
funny. I do. Bruh,
some of these comments though on YouTube or like you know, just Twitch, TikTok, they be funny.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, yo, this regular person.
It really, why are you here?
Yeah, yeah.
Has Saturday Night Live not heard about you? Like, yeah. Come on, dude. Because
they be getting crafty with these little.
They do.
I'd be like,
y'all then you see it on another comment. You'd be like, okay, they stole that. They stole it. Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of that. It's a lot of hacks on the internet.
Yo, have you ever made a meme? Has anyone here ever made their own meme? You made a meme, like an original one, Dylan?
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
You give me a second, I'll pull it up.
Okay, you go ahead and pull that shit up, man. Because it's like weird that we let motherfuckers share memes on social media, and it'd be funny, but we definitely be giving likes to these motherfuckers knowing, like, you ain't write this shit.
But it's too late for that. I mean, that's what TikTok is. Yeah. Just redoing whatever that
Recycled everything.
Yeah, everything.
Mm, you know what I mean? Yeah. So. How do you feel about that? You cool with, like, the recycling shit? Or?
Am I cool with TikTok?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like TikTok.
Man. Yeah.
I like TikTok.
Well, you
I think for different
TikTok,
reasons.
Right?
I think different reasons I like it, but I like it.
Yo, this
the hand motion lets me know TikTok is cutting a check somewhere.
TikTok is a
like,
sponsor.
Not a company. Yeah. His checks say TikTok on it.
TikTok is great. TikTok paid the most money.
Which is wild, because it was like TikTok was definitely, you got the meme? You got it? Let me see it. Me, did you go through my phone?
This is when like Kanye did the Joe Rogan interview.
Uh-huh.
And he just did this, and I just loved it, so I just made a bunch of them.
Luke, I am your father.
Get it? Because he doesn't have a hand.
Oh, no, if you okay. got to explain, yeah, it ain't funny, man.
Come on, man.
How did this do? Did this do
not
well?
Great.
At least you tried. You know, it's ambitious. It's a good time. Good for you making me.
I also think it was during the pandemic, right, so it really didn't do good.
Oh, my God.
10... Said 97 hours. Okay, I got you. That's good. Yeah. But good for you. TikTok is cutting checks. That's really nice. The way you cover your bases, preacher, is crazy.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, no. Yeah. See? But this is why his mom had him listening to Whitney Houston.
Yeah. It's covering
and
to be real with you, I listen to more R&B music than my mom does.
But what I'm saying is, that was a poised young lady.
Yeah, Whitney?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't know she was doing crack until later.
She didn't.
Until way later.
Yo, Whitney was fine.
She was fine. Yeah. Everybody was trying to fuck Whitney in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, my God.
She was so fine.
Yo, bro.
Whitney was fine.
Waiting to Exhale was porn to me, bro. Porn to me, bro.
Yeah, when she burned that nigga house down, I was like, I like me, bitches.
Wait, yo. Wait, what? I'm talking about the sex scenes. Ew. You.
When she burned that nigga house down and she walked out, I was like, yeah, I like this bitch.
That's what we do. Okay.
I was
what?
Like,
Jared doesn't jerk off to the sex scenes. He waits till she burns the house down.
I was like, yeah, go ahead, Angela Bassett. With you and your girl just burn that goddamn closet.
That's
up.
Not what girls are supposed to do, Derek.
I was like,
Jesus Christ.
God, I like a mean bitch. I was like,
well, don't get Derek into prostitutes because he could be asking them to do weird stuff.
Burn this little treehouse.
burn house down.
Burn this bird cage I made for you, bitch. Anyway, R&B was great.
Well, let me ask you this, preacher, and we ask everybody this on the show because it's the Black Air Force One show. Has there ever been a time in your life that you should have apologized but didn't?
But did not.
Like didn't get a chance to do it or didn't, and I was like, I could right now, and I'm like, I'm not.
You could, and you was just like, nah.
Nah, I'm not.
I mean, someone told me y'all were gonna ask me this question before, and I couldn't think of anything.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, probably to like an ex or something.
Okay.
Probably like all my exes at some point I should apologize to.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
All of them?
All of them.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah, all of them. I mean, listen.
None of them were amicable breakups.
No.
An amicable breakup is pretty dope.
No, I mean, I broke up with all of them.
Okay.
You know, undefeated. That doesn't matter.
He's undefeated.
That doesn't matter that up.
He said undefeated.
What matters.
15-0, bro.
You know, that doesn't, you know. I did it first. But, I mean, every girl I've ever broken up with, right after I've broken up with, I'm like, yeah, I'm just playing, you know. So, I'm just playing. You really, come on, girl, you going to really not take it back? So, I mean, but And they every girl I've ever dated, I feel like I could have married at some point. I mean, they were all dope. But I mean, there's, I don't know. I start dating a girl and then I'm like, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
That's just happens.
Yeah,
think that's always going to be there. And I think you just stay. That's how I think, I don't know. That's how I think relationship works. I think you just find someone else. You're like, you done? Because I'm done.
Wow.
So like, and then y'all just
done
y'all
being single.
Together. And then that's love.
Huh.
That's love right there.
Will
man.
You take me to my doctor's appointment when I get that's older?
That's love. Y'all
if
make
I
an
provide
agreement.
A good life now, you know. Will you hold me down?
You gonna hold me down later?
Yeah. Will you train these children to worship me and take care of me when I get older?
Like, wait, so what do people say though?
With what?
The apology thing.
Bro, we had one girl, her mother was putting electricity and phone in her name. So she reported her, and her mom ended up having to do 6 months in jail.
6 months in jail. She never said
she never apologized.
She never apologized. She was like, she shouldn't be using my social security number. She know better.
Pretty crazy.
Man, I had family still for me. I mean, I think everyone has.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
everybody's had family still, but like, I mean, I just be, I'm like, you just kind of put them. I can't put no family in jail, bro. That's like when people like, that's why people when say, you know, when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, they was like, he should go to jail. It's like, he's not going to put him in jail because he's black. That's what I was thinking. Like when people were like, when Jim Carrey was like, I'd have put him in jail. It's like, yeah, that makes sense.
That's some white
that
shit
makes
to
sense
say.
For
yeah,
you
yeah.
to put him in yeah. jail.
You got to send your children to rehab.
But I can't, you ain't, he's like, I'm sure he's like, I'm not going to send another. You know,
like,
black
yeah,
man
and
in jail.
It's,
so.
And it's Will Smith.
Yeah.
And it's Will Smith, yeah.
That's crazy.
Will wouldn't get any funnier to send him to jail.
How do you interact with family that you've caught stealing? Is it off? Or is it totally? Or do you kind of let them know and then give them another chance to, like, you know,
I mean,
be normal?
Listen, man, family to me is just, I mean, they're people. So, I mean, I'm closer to some people that aren't my family than I am with my family. You know, so I just treat.
I've seen that before.
I treat people and family the same. Treat people and family, I do. There's some family members I don't like, but I still love them. You know, I always love my family because you
okay, so we talking about, like, do you throw anything for the holidays? Like, you invite people to a thing for the holiday?
I used to do that with, like, Thanksgiving. I don't know, just, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
So are there people that are not invited? Or, like, are there people who have been called and you're like, yeah, I don't... Like, is there some people that got to be coached on some, preacher don't fuck with me? And they're like, nah, preacher said everybody can come. Come on. Like, he said, trust me, you can come. Like,
you know you a felon.
There might be some people I don't invite, but if they came, they can always come.
Really?
Oh, okay.
And that doesn't deter, so, like, your mood,
nope,
or whatever your celebration
nah,
is.
Man.
You better
I
than
mean,
me, bro.
Anybody yeah. that,
you
anybody
better than
that's,
me, bro.
I mean,
Derek will you let say, you know he don't want somebody around. Ooh,
I don't know, man. I'm thinking of someone I don't really like right now, and if they hit me up right now, I'd be there.
See that?
Wow,
I feel like you're saying that now, but if they hit you up, you'd be like, all right.
Well, it's only
I was at an event yesterday
mom,
that Derek was asked to come
my
to.
Aunt and my dog. That's it, bro. And my dad, yeah. if he called. But my dad, he around the world.
I was at an event yesterday that Derek was supposed to be at, and they called him. He was like, what? I'm done the bit. Said he was coming and everything. He's just like,
I'm asleep. And I said, I owe you dinner. I actually said, I'll give you some dinner. I said, the nigga, we just go to dinner. I got a couple dollars on me. He was like, no. I'm like, yes, let me do that. But nah. There's a...
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm so this is me. I'm quick to be like, you cut off. And then someone's like, okay. I'm sorry. And I'm like, all right, fine. You know. Someone
can,
if you say sorry, that's it. And then you say sorry, you apologize.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For me. It. No need
Good
for
you
to say
man,
sorry.
Because that frees you. So I'd imagine you don't carry around a lot of grudges.
No.
Like, even as a comedian, you don't have grudges with, like, other comics from back in Memphis or anything, and no old promoters that fucks you over.
Nah.
Look at it, he just trained it.
No, I don't have any, like, I mean, there's some people, like I said, there's some people I don't like, but I mean, if I
You're
see them, I'd be
dude,
like, hey,
preach.
How you doing?
I fuck with you, I respect
yeah,
you. Know
good for you, man,
I
mean, good for
I
you.
Don't know. That's
I,
maybe I do. I can't think of it.
I like that. I like that energy, man.
I like it. That's
we need more people like
yeah,
him around.
We need more preacher losses.
Him and Jacob Williams.
Easy to forgive.
Bro, I was on one podcast before I got on TV, and I was just doing stand-up, and someone was telling me, like, they were telling me, it was another comedian, and they were just telling me that's not my style of comedy. They're like, you're doing too much. You know, you need to, like, slow it down or whatever, like, be more monotone.
No, fuck all that.
Know.
They was just
it's
afraid
like,
of
not,
the energy.
Like, they said, well, that's what they said. They said, I'm afraid of myself, you know. But when I see him, I'm like, you know, he was just wrong. Like, I don't really have anything.
But does that comic bomb a lot?
No, he does fine. He's funny.
You know, because a lot of fine and okay funny motherfuckers told me the same thing.
Yeah.
So don't worry about that.
Yeah. Unsolicited advice.
I think they're afraid by how animated you are. Because I think a lot of people are like that. Like someone who's very monotone, I think it's easier for an animated person to look at someone who's monotone and be like, oh, that's just their style.
Yeah.
Versus a monotone person seeing someone super animated.
And they tell you to bring it down. Fuck
yeah, like
shit.
They always want to be like, why is he so happy and loud and moving so much? Why does his arms move like that? Like, people do that to me. They'll just be like, you're always happy.
Yeah.
Why? Why are you smiling?
I can't stand Dylan's chipper, young white attitude. Ugh. I play basketball with Dylan, and I watch Dylan.
Y'all have a basketball league?
Yes, yeah, every Tuesday, please come.
I'm coming.
Seriously?
Yeah, absolutely.
Every Tuesday at 11.
Okay, I'm flying out tomorrow, but next Tuesday.
No, Dave, if he comes, you have to still come.
No, I'm still going to come, but we need a better black guy. Like, I'm not a good representation.
Oh, bro, I hoop.
I'm not.
And you don't hoop at all?
I hoop.
You 7'8", bro. You don't.
He's grungy, though. Okay. He goes after the rebound.
So what happened with me is I came off the court.
You don't hoop?
Young.
Y'all just tall for no reason.
Exactly. And I realized that's why I'm practicing with these white boys every week so that I can get.
To graduate.
I'd rather just be tall to be tall, bro. I just like reaching up on tie shelves.
Oh, man.
I came off the court at like 12, man. Like, who kept you in? Because your pop wasn't around. So who kept you in the game?
No, my mom
your mom
took me to every sport. Yeah, I'm serious, bro. Like, my mom took me to
she
track.
You?
She took me to, so she did. Yeah. She did. She hooped with me. She used to do, my mom was like doing all that with me.
His mom is Grandmama, the original Grandmama. Yeah, remember Larry Johnson's character?
My mom wanted me to play basketball so bad. And I did, but I was a failure at it. I was terrible. I started breakdancing. That's when my talent started coming.
Right. And
when I started breakdancing.
Once I discovered girls, like I used to hang out at the basketball court as a kid, but once I discovered girls, I started coming to the court mainly to sit on the bike and sit on the bench and talk to her.
And then
like that basketball life, it just got away from me. Everybody else was at it every day until we graduated high school, and I'm like, I'm still that 12-year-old boy on the court right now.
Yeah. Once I discovered girls, I was like, I'm still scared of you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
I'm good now. I'm growing. But I'm
oh, yeah. All right. At first.
Yeah. Now is when you should be scared. Shit. You little,
I ain't, look, I'm
you
not.
You was little and had nothing to lose. You go up against a girl.
You had to be real scared now. That ball.
So wait, so y'all don't play any sports?
I did, but I got into different shit. I got into real physical dancing. Like,
nice.
But not like choreography. I'm talking about breakdancing, pop, all that shit.
Yeah, I started running marathons and shit like that, so that's my thing now.
Oh, dope.
I just work out in the park now, so I just pull up some push-ups.
Y'all ever tried MMA? Everybody thought about it?
I thought about it. I'm 39 years old, bro.
I'll leave that to
39
y'all.
39 years old.
Y'all get in the cage.
But, like, not even, like, doing it. Like, you don't have to fight, but, like, hitting pads or, like, a heavy
bag.
Oh,
yeah, I took karate.
Yes, but it feels weird to hit the pads if I'm not going to hit a person.
No, how?
It feels like...
How is that weird, bro?
It's like, why are we training if we're not going to go do the thing?
Bro, what are you talking about?
Like, if we train, and let's go do the thing.
Dave does street moves on the bag.
That's like being in the Army Reserves for like 30 years.
That's,
man.
Like, you know what that's like? That's like being at a shooting range. Like, I don't see the point of this unless I'm shooting somebody.
Exactly.
Oh, come on, man.
You better go ahead, come boy. That hood shit.
You just prepared to, if you have to shoot somebody.
Absolutely.
That's what you do.
I'm a firm believer that you still got to do it to be ready to do it. When, like, shooting at a bag when it comes
to. Have you ever went to the gun range?
Uh huh.
Have you shot somebody? You shot somebody?
No. No. TikTok said I have Smith & Wesson. All
right, man. I just want to say Jesus forgives. You know?
Jesus, but we don't know that.
Yeah.
We know that.
And Jesus shot a few people, too.
Jesus was knocking down
tables. What you think he was coming up from under that robe with?
Remember they was gambling in the
church? What you think the robe was about? Got that 12-gauge underneath. All right, I will point this out, though. David was the first person to bring a gun to a knife fight. Because there was no reason to shoot Goliath in the eye with a slingshot. That was the first.
Round.
That was the first gun. That was the first nigga to run to the trunk.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm not going to take this nigga out with brute force. He's bigger than me. What I got to do? I got to throw something at
him. If you reread that, though, like, there was no issue. Goliath wanted to talk. he asked him, hey, can we talk? And Saul ain't want to go talk. And he sent that wild ass nigga David out there. Black Air Force One energy.
That's pretty crazy.
David knew what he was going to do. He was like, trust me, I got this. Because Saul, hey, he said, you want the armor?
You want to talk about Black Air Force One energy? Remember, David sent a nigga out to go fight so he can get killed so he can go fuck Bathsheba.
That's
Black Air Force One.
David went a little crazy after it because after killing Goliath, he kind of came back like, yeah, Saul, guess what? You got to go.
Bunch of furniture moving
and,
in this bitch.
Hey, all the ladies in the village are mine. Anybody got anything to say about that?
Damn.
You know I ain't lying, Preacher. Preacher, you know I ain't lying. That's how the story go.
Nah, man, yeah, that's how the story go. Wait a minute. Jesus on the main line. I better tell them what you want. Y'all putting y'all twist on it. You know. Wait a minute. Jesus on the main line. He won't talk.
Yeah, this has been a fun one, man. One more time, tell the people where they can find you.
Oh, you can find me on every app, just Preacher Lawson.
There you go, boy.
Hit me up. Yeah, Preacher Lawson. I appreciate you having me, man.
Yeah, man.
No, y'all was great, man.
I know y'all snuck me in here. I know y'all were like, you know, y'all were busy. Y'all made
but nah, but you a funny motherfucker, man. Respect your whole movie.
Oh, yeah, man. You made me want to kill myself. You know what I mean?
There we go.
I was watching on stage, and I was like, I should go home.
No, nigga, you should stay right here.
I'm staying here. I'm going to stay here. I'm saying, when I seen him, I was like, bro, I just.
Where'd you see him at?
I was like, it's at the stand.
Yeah?
Yeah, I always do a little something.
You did some joke about a penny or something.
Whatever.
It was something about
every time I see one of my fellow L.A. guys come over and
I did it to
Shantae Waynes too.
People don't know this.
Shantae Waynes.
I was like, this man working out.
Yeah, Shantae Waynes.
Derek's an asshole.
She came to the stand one night. I'm here to practice. I saw you. Came and said, I'm here to practice.
He said,
after me? And I was like, y'all drop ins, right? So I go, okay, no problem. I'm gonna just work my little time out on the mic and let y'all figure out what the fuck New York really is. And that's just what it is. But I never not respected you. I was because I figured you could hold better than anybody else could. That's why. But nah.
I like this. Every time we have a black guest on, this conversation happens. Every time we have a black dude guest on, they're always like, yeah, man, Derek, I ain't think this nigga like me at first. Or like, there's always some weird shit. And then there's like the little bromance of like, nah, nigga, I always fuck with you. No, well, I ain't know
I
you
fuck with you. But I'm glad
you gotta be less abrasive. You gotta be more
nigga, this is who
I
am.
No, this is not who you are,
yes,
man.
It is.
No, it's not.
It's not.
Come on, man. Like y'all could have been friends a lot faster. No. If you'd have just been like, hey, man, beautiful, I'm Derek.
Beautiful screening vetting process. This is why I'm meeting this nigga friends next, right?
Let the two animated labradoodles just hang out, man. They're two animated labradoodles. I get the more monotone pit bull.
That's what it is.
He don't know he can sing yet, yeah.
But the way you laugh, I was like, he can sing.
Oh, yeah, no. That's my dad and my mom laugh mixed together, and it just comes out as very that. It's a cackle. It's more of a cackle than it is
He can sing, Preacher, because he can do laugh on command. Go ahead, do laugh.
Literally, you can say anything, he'll laugh. Like, just be like, Derek, mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes!
This is how we can figure out if Derek can sing. If somebody could isolate those vocals, right? Okay. And then put them into like a little keyboard note and just play a song 100%. Using Derek's voice and watch how amazing he sounds. Derek's gonna sound like that blue chick from The Fifth Element.
There's your beat right there.
Remember this part?
Please. Anyone who has that talent, please show yourself. Please make that and email it to noneedforapologiespodcast@gmail.com.
I just gave you a lot of sounds.
Forapologies@gmail.com. Send us what you have available, man. This has been a great one. Dylan, say goodbye to the people, man.
Guys, come to Black Guys Comedy Show every week. Follow my podcast, Dope the Badang, and follow me, Dylan J. Negro, on everything.
Natalie!
Peter Collins. Sorry to interrupt. Peter Collins just sang like you were singing. Yeah. You got to check out Peter Collins. This dude is super dope. I'm ruining the rhythm, but go ahead, do your thing.
No, that dude is insane.
His voice is insane, but go ahead.
All right, Peter Collins. Word. Natalie, tell him.
Say goodbye to
my dear.
Listen to Dope and Dying. Natalie DiCicco edits on Instagram.
with a little more enthusiasm next time. No.
Thrilled. Yeah, maybe next time.
Thrilled. I am thrilled.
Derek, say goodbye to the people.
Hey, you know what it is. Derek, the great boy Gaines. I love y'all motherfuckers, man.
What's up? Gay Blind Mike is looking at me. You got something to say? All right. I don't like Gay Blind Mike. Since his eyes got fixed, he kind of squints at it. What did you call him? Menacing.
Gay Blind,
Gay Blind Mike.
Have you not met Gay Blind Mike?
That's Gay Blind Mike.
Yeah, Gay Blind Michael. Yeah.
Gay Blind Mike.
Oh, okay. Are you okay with that? Like, you... Okay. Well, you're definitely... I don't know. You can see, man. You're definitely gay, though. So that makes... Yeah. So I go why he called you.
It was a time when
this
it
man
was both...
started licking the window,
It was
bro.
A time when kinda... all of it was going on. He was gay and blind. And now that he's not blind, he kind of sneers at all of us.
Gay half-blind, Mike?
Yeah.
Half-blind.
I think I'm going to poke his eyes out after the show. I
what
like
this
him
man
blind.
Call you Black Dave?
I'm saved in his phone as Black Dave. Absolutely.
Okay. Black Dave.
This has been a great one. I'm the God. Thank you for tuning in. No need for apologies.
No need for apologies.